going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Welcome back. It's a Monday morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
41 degrees right now, but we're going to get up to around 70.
Nice.
Depending on where you are. Looks like it's going to be a nice sunny day, so we got that going for us. Tomorrow,
yeah,
a little bit of rain.
A little storm.
But could be diddling 80.
Ooh, that's some wet diddling.
Yeah, wet diddling. And then it's not Mother's Day yet. That's next Sunday. I will shut up. Yeah, I don't even have the ability to give you a far, far, far too early Mother's Day forecast. Everyone had a good weekend?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Okay, can we talk about kids?
Sure.
Thank you. And it's not about having kids. It's more about being a kid. And okay, Saturday morning, you know, my 14-year-old plays hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Plays travel hockey. And if you have a kid that plays travel sports, no matter what the sport is, you know how ungodly expensive it is.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
And I'm not just talking like here's the money for them to play in this league. I mean, everything.
All around it. Yeah.
Okay. So my 14-year-old needed all new stuff this year.
Okay.
Gear, everything. And also, when you are part of a hockey team, you have to buy like what they call off-ice stuff.
What's off-ice stuff?
So, like, you need – all the kids have to have the same coat to go to the rink in and the same T-shirt.
So, when did all this start? Like, you have to work out in the same stuff?
You're almost like – honestly, it's like advertising for the team in a lot of ways.
To who?
I don't know.
Other kids.
Okay, that are on
other
teams.
And you had to buy certain
– oh, yeah.
So, you can't just find, like, the cheapest item. You had to buy this particular – item.
Yeah, like for example, yes. So on Saturday, we had to go out to the rink, and they have everything out like it's a shopping mall.
Oh.
And you go try on all this stuff, and like these are the specific items
what
you have
racket,
to buy.
What a racket, man. So you can't even bargain. You can't find a cheaper version of this stuff.
No. So like the
you're
logo.
You're locked in.
The they like lease the logo of the team out to like a specific store.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, it's so like. I know if your kid plays hockey or baseball, like you're familiar with this. Like when the kids are like doing off-season training, they will all be in the same shorts and t-shirt. It looks like a professional hockey team. It's ridiculous.
It looks like the Army.
Yeah.
That's how the Army works
out. That's exactly how it goes. So
damn.
Stella and I go out to this like try-on thing, whatever. So it was an ungodly amount of money. It's an ungodly amount of money. And it's one of those things where it's just like, all right, you swallow hard. You remember how much you love
your kid.
Oh,
you're good at that. No, I mean, you're experienced, though.
Uh-huh. So back to the story about my daughter.
I know, jeez.
Leave that out of it.
Time and place.
Leave that out of the story you were telling everybody.
All right, let me ask you this. Did you spend more money this weekend than you spent on your entire wardrobe from birth to 18?
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. But keep in mind,
it was $500.
It's
I know you're making a joke. It probably is like $500.
Because I know your old man chinched out on everything.
Oh, yeah, he did. I told
you. Mr. Discount.
I told you. The night before I started at Aquinas, there's a uniform at Aquinas, right?
Yeah.
Or a dress code. So we go to Structure that used to be open, right? Yeah, okay. So there's clearance pants. You had to have a specific type of pants. They were a size too small, but they were on sale.
Yeah,
so
Structure was always for like slim people.
Yeah, I was not a slim person. Yeah. So my dad made me buy these pants, and I looked like a sausage casing for the yeah. first day. Like, really, I didn't know anybody. Hey, great first day, everybody. Good first impression. Here comes me and my big ass thighs, looking like, give me a disco star. What am super tight pants? I'm sorry, Kimmy.
I mean, it's the ultimate form of parent peer pressure, because it's not even like your kid begging you to get it is what's driving you to make that purchase. It's the fact that like all the other kids in the team are going to have this, and you don't want your kid to not have what everybody else has.
Oh, it's not, but that's the thing, Kimmy. Like normally that would apply. You're yeah. right, but this isn't even peer pressure doesn't even apply because it's not an option not to get
right,
it.
Right, like,
you can't. You yeah. can't. You have to buy it if you want to participate.
Yeah, well,
yeah, pretty yeah. much. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, but here's the thing. I am not here.
It's like the mob.
Yeah, no, because the mob, there have been guys that have gotten out. I'm not here to complain about the cost of something. Right. There's a reason I'm telling this story. So we go out there, and we do all this stuff, and she tries everything on, and we tally up the total, and it's like, so she knows what I have spent.
Right.
She is aware. We are in this pro shop, and in the pro shop, there's other items that you can buy on top of the mandatory stuff if you would like.
Wow, look at that, impulse buys.
And she, I'm standing there at the counter, and she comes over with this pair of sweatpants.
Yeah.
And it's got the team logo on the sweatpants. And she goes, if you want me to work out this offseason to get ready for this.
It's extortion now?
Whole new hostage.
Like I care. I don't care. You don't work out. Yeah. I spent all this money. You want to sit on the bench and all your cool new gear. That's fine. I don't care. She goes, yeah, so I need these to work out if you want me to work out. And I go, I just spent. And I tell her how much I spent. And she goes, yeah, these are only $60.
What's $60 to work out in something?
She says to me, what's another $60? Like, you want to talk about girl math? That is girl math. So here's the thing. God. I understand that my 14-year-old does not have an appropriate concept of money, yeah. as most 14-year-olds do not, because yeah. my daughter's never had a job. What I am asking, I guess, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, at what age can your kid start making money, and how do they do that? Because I know legally you can work at 14, but nobody hires 14.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Kimmy, when we were kids, you could go mow lawns.
Yeah, you could do like the neighborhood work kind of stuff, like the under the table stuff.
Ooh,
yeah.
Under the table.
But I'm trying to think though, like that was most like when we were growing up, that was mostly like a boy thing.
Well,
like mowing lawns
or you could
and
like
stuff.
Babysit, right? Is there babysitting?
Babysitting was big, but I don't know at 14 if that's a little too young for most parents, you know what I mean?
So here's the thing, but like to all of these points, right? The job scheme that we used to have, paper route, like first of all, papers don't deliver. It doesn't exist
that's
anymore.
Done.
Lawn services have taken over young kids mowing the lawn. And the babysitting stuff, I don't know how many parents trust.
That's what I mean.
So it all dried up.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I'm racking my brain this weekend because I ain't spending any more damn money on this kid. You're on your own until you graduate college. I cannot come up with anything she can do to make money short of collecting cans out of garbage bags, and I don't want her getting a fight with the people we see down here.
I think even when you hit, like, you know, 15, 16, it's still a little bit tough to find, like, a part-time job somewhere or somewhere willing to hire you. Because aren't there, like, they can only work so many hours and things like that.
And look, here's the thing. When it comes to, like, an actual real job, like, between, like, my daughter playing hockey
How's
and
she
school.
Gonna do all that?
Yeah, she doesn't have the time to do it anyway. Yeah. But, like, you know, Kimmy, you remember as a kid, if you had a few hours on a Sunday morning, you could knock on doors and try and find someone to mow lawns or, like you said, the babysitting thing. I cannot, for the life of me, like, as frustrated as I am that my daughter has no concept of money and wants everything, I can't even be mad at her because I don't know how the kid would make money if she wanted to.
Man, she's in a rocking chair right now.
It was, you know what?
She is.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Look at that stupid, spoiled kid look on his face. What a dick. What a dick.
Kids who had, like, a family member willing to pay them for, like, side work were always the lucky ones.
Yeah, but they
like,
always bounce checks.
Like, if
well,
they're
my family.
Oh, yeah. Man, I ain't taking a check from your family. Are you kidding me, man? That's hanging paper all day.
How about my sister stops answering her phone, answering the door?
You got to chase her down with collections.
Megan, where are you? See one head pop over the couch back down again.
Yeah, like, if your family had some sort of, like, side business or something where you could... Yeah, you know, file stuff for them or I don't know, like just little work that they were willing to give you some cash for.
Yeah, the only thing she could do is go work for your wife.
Oh, what is she going to do? Cut off moles?
No, but like office work, something like that.
Bro, how insulting would that be to the people who work in the office?
You can't do that.
Hey, hello, person who went to college for this. This is my 14-year-old daughter.
All right, so.
She can't come in here. What you going to do in here?
Nothing.
Other than be scarred for life.
All right, so she's. She's in a sweet position.
Yeah. No, okay, no, it's not a sweet position.
I think 14 is kind of like that sweet spot of like I'm getting into my independent years, but I'm just a baby. I can't work. I can't work yet. Come on, Dad, give me money.
252 WCMF. I had to spend an ungodly amount of money on my daughter's travel hockey experience on Saturday, and while we're at the pro shop spending this money, my 14-year-old finds a pair of sweatpants she wants, holds it up. She just saw how much money I spent, and she goes, I need these, and I go, you just saw, and I said the number, and she goes, yeah, but they're just $60. What's another $60? Mm-hmm. And I wanted to set the pants on fire in front of her. I would have paid for the pants if I could have set them on fire and not been arrested for it. But like, here's the thing. You go, she's in the rocking chair.
Yeah.
Right now, fine, mm-hmm. right? But how long does that last? How long are you allowed to not have a concept of money until it really hurts you?
Well, I mean, if she, all right, so if you want her to do good in school and you want her to do sports, you wanted to get her to
do well in school.
Do gooder.
I'm just trying to, you know, just in case there's kids that are listening, they're trying to do good in school.
Well, do your gooders.
Superman does good. You do well. Know your grammar, son.
Okay, so what was I saying?
I don't know.
So if you want her to achieve all this, she's never going to have a job until she graduates college.
No.
How could she? If you want her to play sports and you want her to achieve great grades, how is she going to squeeze in a job?
The problem wasn't pronouncing the word grades, idiot.
Well, it's just trying to figure out the word.
No, but here's the thing. Part of life, and look, I get it. I understand the kids are, the schedules are much different than they were when we were kids.
Yeah, these kids are packed. Pressure.
Part of life, and this is part of learning it at this age, is, how do I put this? Parceling your time?
Right?
Like,
time management?
Yes. Yeah, thank you. You need to find a way to make all this work. And, you know, it's low stakes right now. So, like, if there's a time to learn it, it's 14 to 18 years old, right? Like,
get to it. When can she start, like, working at Wegmans? 15 or 16?
Yeah, but you can't get, I mean, Wegmans jobs, like, those are, like, birth to you.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Oh. But I thought everybody was coming up short.
I don't know.
I thought everybody was coming up short, you know, with staffing.
It's a good question.
Like restaurants and all that stuff.
Well, that's the thing. Like if you're working Wegmans, like that's tough for a kid that plays sports because it's like a regimented scheduled corporate. Yeah. Like you would need something more like a mom and pop business that would be
flexible.
Yeah, a little more understanding. Like, hey, I have games XYZ. I have school da-da-da, but I can work blah-blah-blah.
Okay.
Like when they were great with that at Lugia's when we were kids.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was probably easier for them, too, to find somebody to fill in for you, just because they had so many employees.
Yes, there were a lot of us. A lot of Lugia's alumni that moved into the community. A
lot of scoopers.
Yep.
That was the best job of my life. If I could do that for the rest of my life, I would do that for the rest
Scooping
of my
life. Scooping
ice cream? Bro, I was such a good scooper. Okay, like, you're laughing. There were some kids that just never got it.
No, he's right.
It's all, it's all in the wrist,
right? They couldn't cut it, and I'm not kidding.
So you think it's all in the wrist. Really? No. Yeah. You don't want to go too
follow through?
No, you got to like, it's the whole arm.
It's a shoulder elbow more than
so it's like putting.
Wrist. Look, you can.
You would go home sore at the end of the night.
If you go all wrist, you're going to put yourself on the
IR. Especially if somebody decided to order a large Italian ice. Screw that guy.
Yeah. I was, because I was a big fat kid. I was
you were on ice duty.
Get off, you're doing your time with the big fat kid. Scrape up the ice. But no, like, Kimmy, how many jobs did you have in high school? Was it just Lugia's?
No, I think I worked two different jobs. Like Lugia's was like my main one. I had a family member who owned a chocolate fountain business. And so I would have to go set it up, take it down at weddings and like receptions and stuff.
You serious?
Wait, their business was chocolate fountain?
It was like a catering, like dessert, like, you know what I mean? Like, so she would come set it up, bring all like the stuff to dip it in.
I would not trust Kimmy near any chocolate fountain.
No, they found her in it twice. Face down, floating.
So that was my first intro into working. Wow. Was that,
I mean, it is amazing how easy it was to get a job back when we were in high school. Like, you just could walk up to any mom and pop business and be like, I would like a job, please. And, like, 40% of the time, they just give you a job.
Yeah.
That's how I got that job, is the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, that's right, at the tax joint, right?
Yeah, Liberty Tax Services on Ridge Road. When I was in high school, I was a costume Statue of Liberty character. I wore a big smock, and my face was cut out, and it had the spikes.
Yeah.
And I would hold a torch and wave in the wintertime during tax season at people driving down Ridge Road, and they would throw batteries and snowballs at me. But, all things considered, pretty good dig. And they bought me dinner every night, which is really cool.
Oh, really?
So I would go from school to Liberty Tax Service for a couple hours, and then I would go to boxing practice and go home.
Damn, look at you.
Well, you know, I was failing, but we made it work.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's a math equation that goes into this.
Oh, I love math.
How much time I am willing to wait based on how delicious this is going to be.
Okay.
And here's the thing. When it comes to getting food from these things, there can be a wait involved. In fact, it's something that you cannot wrap your mind around.
Mm.
But Kimmy, you saw one this weekend that you said was so good that folks were willing to sacrifice their entire afternoon.
Seemed like it.
Just to get a hold of it.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So Kimmy's the young, fun one that gets to still do stuff.
Oh, yeah. She's still out and about on the town.
And you were on the town this weekend.
Oh, I was.
Oh, yeah. Flashing that credit card.
My husband and I, we took a little trip out to Three Heads.
Oh, how the boys doing?
They're good. They're good. And we got there kind of early. And by the time, like, almost, like, right after it opened, and we noticed, like, the parking lot was full already. And we're like, what's going on here? So...
Ooh, people.
So we take a stroll in and it's packed. Everybody's having a good time. And we noticed that there was something different sitting in the parking lot this time around. And it was the, I believe it's called the Cousins Main Seafood Truck, something like that.
Okay.
Cousins Main Lobster.
So it's a food truck?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a big old food truck.
So we talked about this about a year ago.
Okay.
It is like the mother effer of food trucks, let me tell you.
Damn.
Like, you get there, and it looks like a giant RV. It's got, like, a giant TV screen that's, like, showing you...
Lobsters!
All the stuff that they prepare.
So, for those who don't know, this is a nationally franchised food truck.
Okay.
And, like...
But their thing is lobster?
Yeah, lobster. And when we found
out... You wouldn't think lobster and food truck.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, I burgers, hots, basic pizza. Seafood's a little
There's a
different.
Sushi food truck.
I know. That's... A little different.
No, I agree with you. But
Road sushi.
Kimmy, these are like the most popular food trucks in
America.
Yeah,
I guess. And I had heard that like people rave about it. I had never seen it or experienced it before. But we got there early, like I said. So there wasn't really much of a line. So we're like, let's try it. While it's here, like we've heard good things. And so we put our order in like 10, 15 minutes later, sit down to eat. And while we're eating, it was delicious, by the way. Totally recommend.
What'd you have?
We got three different things, tried a little bit of everything. We got one of their lobster rolls. We got a lobster quesadilla and their shrimp tacos.
It's a lot of lobster, Pat.
It was good.
Lobster.
Mexican lobster.
It was delicious.
Yes. Okay. Comes with a little sombrero.
That was insensitive.
Why?
How dare you?
It's got a little sombrero.
They wear all kinds of hats in Mexico.
It has little pistols in its claws.
Doesn't have any thumbs. How does it hold the... Hey, you were saying.
Anyways.
So you had lobster.
So while we were eating,
fancy.
We had a few beers, then decided.
Well, of course.
All right, we are stuffed, ready to go home. And on our way out, oh my goodness, did that line grow while we were inside of Three Heads. Like the line was kind of like wrapped around the corner of the building.
Wow.
Like that's how long people were willing to wait for this food truck. It was wild.
But you're going to stand there that long and wait for a sandwich.
So let's break this down. Because if there is one, food trucks are great.
Yeah,
food trucks are great. You're getting a unique food in a mobile area most of the time where there's no restaurant. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. But the one fatal flaw of food trucks is the time it takes to get your food from the food truck. Because as Kimmy brought up, right, like these people, they're preparing food in a truck, so it takes a little longer.
Yeah, you still got to wait, you know, minimum of 10 minutes.
Yeah, after you order your food.
Yeah.
And then comes the line. And anywhere you go where there are food trucks lined up in Rochester, there is always, always, always a massively long line. I am curious.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is your delicious to line time ratio for a food truck?
So how long I'll stand in line for this food?
Because I'm going to be honest with you, man.
Yeah.
Knowing that it's going to take 10 to 15 minutes to get my food, and I understand. I am not committing more than 5 minutes to a line on a food truck. I cannot do it. I cannot go more than 20 minutes to I am standing to I am eating.
Because you just wasted your whole evening. Like, if you're going to go out and hang out for a night, if you end up standing in line for 30 minutes just to order, and then I got to stand around. I blew 45 minutes to an hour waiting just to eat.
That's what I'm saying. I'm with you on that.
And then I got to, and here's another thing. I don't want to wait standing up. In a line.
Okay.
Like, if I'm sitting down and I got a beer and I was waiting for my food, it'd be one thing. But if I got to stand in line and I haven't done a goddamn thing, like, you can't even enjoy yourself.
Look, I agree. I guess the only exception would be if you're at, like, a live music event where I could enjoy the music and stand in line.
Kind of. If you're over your shoulder, I could enjoy a Dave Matthews cover band.
Well, like, when they do the food truck rodeo at the public market. That's usually, you get a band, you can walk around with a beer, like that's usually not so bad, but I do find myself in that dilemma every time I go, because I'll go with like a couple food trucks in mind,
right?
But then when I get there and those lines are super long, I will opt for like...
You always end up at the same one.
I will end, no.
Bucket of smelts.
Bucket of smelts?
I never has a line.
With the Los Sombreros.
Yeah.
I will go purely to the most reasonably... the reasonable length line.
No, I find myself doing the same thing.
But that's not the one you want.
No, but I'm like, that'll still be good. Not what I came here for, but it'll do.
There are so many food trucks I've never tried because I will not stand in line. And here's the thing. Like, that lobster, what you described, sounds amazing.
So good.
I'm not standing in that line. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not standing in that line.
Well, I would not have stood in that line if I had not tried it before. Now I kind of get it.
Wait, how long would you wait in that line to get that food again?
Okay. I would do like a 30 minutes max.
That's a long
time.
Because you also don't know when you get in the line how long it's going
to
take.
Are you saying like 30 minutes till you order or till you eat? Because as soon as you order, you still got to wait for your food.
Right. That is a long time. Maybe 10 minutes max. I'm cutting it down now.
But here's the thing. I think we are the unique ones here. Again, 252 WCMF came in with the Three Heads over the week, and they had that. What's it called again?
It's Cousin's Maine Lobster or something like that.
And Kimmy said by the time that she left, the line for the food truck was wrapped around the corner of the building.
Yeah.
Like, we having this discussion about what I'm going to – we are the unique ones. Because if you go to the food truck rodeo, or if you go to Fairport Canal Days or Park or Lilac Fest, whatever, there are hundreds of people.
Oh, yeah.
But in these lines, that will be waiting half an hour just to try something in those trucks, right? So, like, It must be good.
It's good, but it ain't that good to me to wait that long.
I don't know, man.
It's like, lobster and mayonnaise on a toasted bun.
That's also a unique food you don't find everywhere.
I understand.
When have you ever had a lobster quesadilla?
Never.
Never.
No.
No. Ever.
No.
And like there are some food trucks too, man. Like there's this weird paradox where there are some food trucks that the food is good enough in the truck where they are world renowned.
Yeah.
But it's not good enough to support its own restaurant. Okay. And we saw this with Le Petit Poutine.
Oh, yeah, your poutine guy.
That poutine truck was the greatest invention of all time. They were unbelievable. The fries were perfect.
They still have the truck, right?
I don't know.
Okay. I know like their store closed, but I thought they still had the truck.
Can you Google if they still have the truck? Because they went from truck, they opened up their own restaurant, and for whatever reason, they had just recently closed the restaurant.
All right.
Right? But like, I love that food truck. The fried egg poutine was unbelievably good. I'm not waiting 30 minutes for poutine.
For french fries.
But it's still, but here's the thing. I say that out loud and my mouth is watering and now I'm like, maybe I don't know. I don't know,
yeah.
Man.
I have I can't stand in lines for that long.
Even a fennel truck?
Oh, you didn't say fennel.
With the little, they put the sombrero on the fennel and they serve it to you?
Is he right next to a bucket of smelt guy?
And like that's the other thing too, man. Like they do such a good job of presenting these food trucks.
Well, she makes it sound like it's an event. She said there's like big screens on the truck and it's like flashing at you.
Even the way they wrap them now, like with their love. Like,
we're such suckers, man.
Does that make you a sucker though? It looks good.
No, but like you paint a truck up. That's got to be good, man. He's got TV on.
Well, what's the difference between?
I mean, that lobster was on television.
Tell me you've never walked into a restaurant because you've seen a big picture of what the food
looks
like.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, we're suckers.
It's not a sucker. I'm hungry. It looks good.
Well, all right.
Does that make me a sucker?
No, of course it does.
How does it make me? What's the more appropriate not sucker way to get food?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just order a regular ass food from regular people.
Oh, you talking about that new food truck, regular ass food truck? It's just a white truck that says food on the side of it, idiot.
Warm food.
Not an FBI surveillance fan. Here's your sandwich. Get out of my face. You know, it is funny though. Like to the point you just made.
Yeah.
It is completely appropriate to go to a restaurant, sit down and wait 30 minutes for your food.
Yeah.
Right? But for some reason, it feels different in a food truck line. Why?
Well, because you're not as comfortable. You're standing.
You're standing. What's the difference?
And depending on the weather, you could be burning up. It could be a little chilly. Like you don't have a drink. You're not sitting down.
Hey, I mean, you could have a drink if you're at a festival in that hand. You're talking about burning up. You love eating outside, right? And that's like a
I do like
degrees.
That. But you also got to make uncomfortable conversations with the people around you. You don't know.
Okay.
That could start happening.
All right, if you have someone in line with you, that might make it bearable.
But yeah, but the people behind you.
Yeah, but I'm just not going to acknowledge them.
But yeah, but they're gonna say that all that stupid ass dad stuff.
Like what?
I should have gotten into this business. It better be good with a line like that.
I do have a bad habit of someone like behind starts talking to me. Well, no, I'll turn around like Like, I'm laying out as thick as I can. I know we're going to be here for a while.
Okay, so don't talk.
I do not want to be friends. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look, we're going to do this.
Smart move.
We're going to do this. I'm never going to see you again. Please don't do this to me right now. Please. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Katie. Hey, Katie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
I'm calling to let you know that the lobster truck, food truck, actually posts where all they're going to be on their Facebook page, and you can place an order online.
Oh.
And they'll pick it up when you're going to be there.
Oh, that's a clutch. That's a clutch tip, Katie.
And they also have a website where you can order kits and ship things across the country and stuff.
Okay, but the truck doesn't make it for me in my driveway, right?
No.
All right, I'm out. Hey, Katie, what is your max line wait for a food truck?
Well, when I've gone to the Great Festival and stuff, the most I've waited in line is 30 minutes.
Okay. Was it worth it?
Yeah.
You don't got a lot going on?
30 minutes at the Grape Festival to wait for your food?
And that was the grape truck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you could have just walked over.
It wasn't a grape truck. It was for,
This is who you get stuck behind.
No
sense of humor, Katie.
Katie seems nice. Why are you going to hurt Katie like
no,
that?
No, that's not how they do grapes. No, you can't go pick them yourself.
Katie, thanks for the lobster truck tip. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.
She's not happy with you.
She's not happy with you, you dick.
Ass. It's your program.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to a man who knows about eating. That's Joe. He's on CMF.
Oh, hey, this is Eating Joe?
Eating Joe. Hey, Joe. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, Tommy's mama. Good Monday morning, Tommy.
What's up, buddy?
Dude, the reason we wait is because it's usually a secondary thing, man. We, you know, we're there for a venue, so the wait time is secondary, you know what I mean? We talk about what we're really there for, the game, the concert, the whatever.
Okay. No, but I'm there for the game and the concert. I don't want to spend my entire time standing in line for a taco.
But you know how it is, Duff. Usually if you're going somewhere, you've had a couple beers, you've taken a couple pokes, you don't realize you're standing in line.
No, but here's the thing, man. If I'm drunk, I'm even less patient.
Yeah, time goes by even slower.
Yes, I want to know. If I have had a couple of beers, like I'll start eating grass. I'm not waiting in line for this food truck.
Yeah, but if you're stoned, you're hungry. You're going to wait.
That's a good point. All right. So you got to find the perfect balance of drunk and stoned to stand in line to get your food truck food.
welcome to Western New York.
Joe, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
So it's timing.
It is funny.
You got to time it all out.
It is funny, too, how every time I'm surprised, well, what's this line? Like, I should just know by now there's going to be a line that I'm going to have to wait in at some point when going out, if I'm specifically going out for a food truck.
Yeah, no, you're right. Every single time I find myself saying,
why am I surprised?
Why is this line so long?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's a food truck.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The NFL draft has come and gone.
Oh, boy.
And for Bills fans, there was a belief they had three holes to fill.
Okay.
A corner, a defensive lineman, and a shiny new wide receiver for Josh Allen. Well, the Bills definitely filled the hell out of some of those holes.
Okay.
But what they did not do over the weekend... has some members of Bills Mafia a little bit nervous.
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So, Tommy, like we said, Bills fans wanted a corner, defensive lineman, and wide receiver to make this Bills roster complete in the draft over the weekend. We know that the Bills filled that corner need Thursday night. Maxwell Harris in Kentucky, we talked about him on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Day two,
what did we get?
A trade.
Oh.
They went up and got... Tanari Sanders. I'm not saying that right. Give me time.
Tanari?
T-A-N-E-T. Tanari. He's a D-tackle out of South Carolina.
Okay. Yeah.
Very exciting. So now it's wide receiver time, right?
Okay, yeah.
Wrong. In the third, they went with Landon Jackson, defensive end, another D-lineman out of Arkansas. But then in the fourth round, we go get our wide receiver.
Yeah.
Wrong. They went defense again, D-lineman Deontay Walker out of Kentucky.
Then they went with a lot of Southern guys.
It was like all SEC.
Yeah.
They went with another corner again in the fifth round. They didn't make an offensive pick until number 173, and that was a blocking tight end from Georgia Tech. He's not even going to catch the ball. Kimmy, the Bills took one offensive skill position player, Caden Prather. Caden Prather, wide receiver from Maryland, their seventh round pick.
Yeah.
So they don't think they have a problem on the offense.
Well,
if they're not worried about it, it seems like it all went defense.
Yeah.
Seems that way.
Yeah. So they're not concerned.
Well, let's put it this way.
I guess defense is where you need the most depth, but you still have a giant hole to fill on offensively.
Okay, you think so?
Yeah. Yeah. Wait,
not a receiver. What else?
Wide receiver. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But was there any guy to go get that was that good?
Where they were picking, no, I would
say. You mean in the first round?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, was there any guy out there at all that they thought, obviously, no.
Well, they didn't think so. I mean, who knows? We'll find out 3 years from now in the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth rounds if there was somebody that was available that could have helped them, right? When all of a sudden, like, wow, he was a fifth-round pick. Stephon Diggs was a fifth-round pick, right? Okay. So we are past the point where any big-name free agent wide receivers are available to fill in here. There probably is not a trade they can make that is going to bolster this wide receiver group before opening day. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Are we cool with the Bills ready to start the season with the wide receivers they have on this roster right now?
Well, the guy they brought in to fill that gap can't play for a few games.
Who's that?
No, you're talking Josh Palmer's. He's not suspended. It was the...
I thought he was also suspended.
No, Google that just to make sure. I thought it was the two defensive linemen they brought in.
Was it? I thought Josh Palmer was in that too.
No. Almost positive. All right, so here's...
Then you could be right.
Rarely am I wrong, Thomas. Well, she Oz. Yeah. Here's your wide receiver group. Your impact wide receiver group.
Okay, you're right. I was thinking of the two guys that were suspended.
Kimmy, we all make mistakes. It's okay.
Yep.
All right. Your wide receivers this year. Mm. Khalil Shakir.
Funny guy.
Keon Coleman. No, Khalil Shakir. Keon Coleman's a funny guy.
Funny guy.
Great start, NFL expert.
Second guy.
Keon Coleman's a funny guy. Khalil Shakir, Curtis Samuel, and newcomer Josh Palmer. Those are your impact wide receivers. Mm. Kimmy?
What?
Confident?
I mean, I think they. You have Josh Allen, so he's going to make it work. Could it be better? Probably. But I think that they have that much confidence in Josh Allen, putting anybody out there with Josh Allen, and they can make the offense run.
Okay, but here's the thing. They started the season trying that last year.
No, I know.
Because, like, this sounds...
I know. We had the same conversation last year.
But this did.
It took Mac Hollins a little bit to come around.
Yeah, but Mac Hollins ain't even here anymore. He's
That's
in
what
England.
I'm saying. Like, maybe the hope is that you find another guy like that.
But, like, that's how they went into the season last year, and it went so well that they had to trade a third-round pick, which, by the way, they could have used to take a receiver in this draft to go get Amari Cooper, and that was a disappointment. Yeah. I don't love what happened this weekend.
So you think it's going to hurt Josh, though?
I mean, you did need a lot of stuff. I mean, you needed that depth on defense.
Did you need three quarters? You needed three quarters after you signed two quarters?
One works out. Okay. That's what the hope is, right?
Okay. It is pretty obvious, Tommy, that they were chasing to fix the mistake that left them out of the Super Bowl last year. And what I mean by that, if the Bills had one more corner in that Chiefs game, they win that game.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie Elam, first-round bust. He's now a member of the Cowboys. He was victimized all night long in that game against the Chiefs. So, in the minds of the front office and coaching staff, Kimmy, are they just taking all of the corners and signing? Because they signed Dane Jackson and Tre'Davious White back in the offseason. So, you added three corners in the draft. You signed two corners as free agents.
Yeah. I also questioned, do we need another tight end?
Oh, yeah, because they didn't sign. He's your third tight end.
Okay.
You actually needed that tight end.
But, I mean, you could have. Maybe taking one later and took a receiver there.
I mean, it's a fifth-round pick, though. Like, what's a fifth-round wide receiver? A fifth-round wide receiver should not be an impact player.
But yeah, I mean, is the thinking, though, that Josh did so well with no names that, to your point, it doesn't matter?
But he didn't because they had to go trade for Amari Cooper last year.
But he did, but that was late in the season.
It was week six?
I was?
Yeah, seven. It was after the Texans game. No, I don't.
So you think it's bad?
I wouldn't say bad. I'm not going to say bad. I am interested to know the thought process of the front office right now.
So you don't think they're going to the Super Bowl with this crew?
Shut up.
Well, I'm asking
it's
you.
Not what I'm saying.
Well, all you're doing is crapping
on
it.
No, I'm not crapping.
I'm hearing is crap.
No, Kimmy's crapping. I am questioning the strategy of the front office.
That's just a fancier way of crapping.
No, I mean, look.
I am questioning your crap.
I like Josh Palmer, the wide receiver they brought in.
You said he's in trouble?
From the Chargers. No, Kimmy.
No, he's not.
Mistake.
I had him confused.
See? He hears the first thing and he just goes with it.
I don't know. It's a thousand names here.
I knew one of the Canadians was suspended.
Oh, he's a Canadian?
He's a Canadian. By the way, the Bills also drafted a couple of the undrafted free agents, multiple of them Canadians. The Bills
Do Canadians work out in the NFL?
They've been on other teams. They've already been in the NFL.
By the way, did you know also, while we're talking about Canadians, the Bills have like signed or drafted like five Canadians in the offseason. Dalton Kincaid, even though he grew up in California, is listed as a Canadian.
Or born in Canada.
No, he wasn't. I think his mother is Canadian, which is making him Canadian.
Okay.
Oh. Has any Canadian ever won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, there's been multiple Canadian Super Bowl champions.
Right. This seems like a weird path.
No, there are more Canadians there than you think.
South?
No, I'm saying like, you don't think of Canadians in football.
Not like, you know, the Canadian Football League?
But it's all us.
No, it's not.
No.
There's actually
I said most of that league was just a bunch of flakes from up here.
No, they have rules about how many Americans that can play at the same
time. Oh, yeah. They had those weird Canadian rules where they protect their jobs.
Yes.
Wuss.
252 WCMF. This weekend, the Bills took one wide receiver, a seventh-round pick, when Bills fans assumed that the three holes they were going to plug, D lineman, corner, wide receiver, they plugged the hole the hell out of D lineman and corner. No impact wide receiver.
I mean, are they hoping that they can do something like they did last year, bring somebody in during the season if they feel like things aren't working out?
Because okay.
That kind of seems like what they've done in the past. If there's a player that they see they really, really need,
okay, but
they'll get somebody a couple games in.
Here's a problem with that idea. The Bills had a very favorable early schedule last year, right?
I mean, it was pretty soft.
Yeah, it gave you the opportunity to take your time and figure things out. The Bills have a gauntlet.
Oh, it's tough this year?
Oh, the schedule this year might be the toughest
ever
in the history of the franchise. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you have, obviously, division, Dolphins, Patriots, whatever. The Ravens come to town.
Ooh, they're tough.
The Bengals come to town. The Chiefs come to town. The Eagles come to town.
Wait. Still the playoff teams.
Those are just the home games, by the way. You also have to go on the road again to play the Houston Texans. You have to go on the road to play the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who knows what they're going to look like, depending on who the quarterback is. And that's about it.
So they got the toughest schedule in the league, probably.
I don't know, because the Chiefs, I mean, look, all of the Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, and Bengals are all playing each other.
Right.
So I don't know
how. But they're all home games, at least.
Mm-hmm. The toughest games are at home. But still, you got the Ravens, Bengals, and Chiefs at home. Those divisional games are coin flips every time, no matter how bad whoever.
All right.
And the Eagles, too. I forgot about the Eagles.
Oh, yeah, tough.
Super Bowl champs.
Hearing good things out of Philadelphia.
Shut up. You know, while we're on the topic of tough schedules, that they're going to play, Kimmy, the Chiefs-Eagles game. The Chiefs and Eagles play each other also again?
Yeah.
That's going to be the Thursday night opener, right, in Philadelphia? Super Bowl rematch?
Isn't it normally?
Oh, you would think. Yeah. That's their opening night?
They haven't announced it yet.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's going to be the opening night?
Yeah, you would think that's a big game.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
Going back to the draft discussion. Kimmy?
Yeah.
I understand your fear. I may be feeling that fear also. But here's the thing. Maybe we shouldn't freak out too much. Because the funny thing about the draft is, Tommy, when you're a fan of a good team, the draft is always less exciting. You're picking later.
There's no excitement because you're in good shape.
And there aren't massive holes in your offense, so like you're not taking the same impact players, right, like a quarterback or D-end or big-time one.
It's a good place to be.
And let's be real. I mean, half of the high-pick impact players end up being busts anyway. Like, you know, all of these names we saw over the weekend, the ones that you recognize, half of those guys are going to be out of the league in 7 years.
But aren't the Chiefs due for, like, a dip?
Yeah.
I mean, are they thinking that, too? Like, the Chiefs aren't going to have the same impact that they had 2-3 years ago?
Well, you want to bank on that? No. I mean, what they did was to go beat the Chiefs. They got these corners and guys to rush the passer to go get the Chiefs.
All right. But, I mean, the Chiefs can't stay up there forever.
Why are you so stupid?
Yeah, but people can make the same argument about the Bills. And
no, but the Bills haven't won a Super Bowl yet.
Yeah,
these
but
guys
they've
have
been good.
Yeah, but the Chiefs have been great. They can't be great forever is my point.
I saw a stat over the weekend.
Yeah, they're dipping.
Not with the Chiefs.
I hear they're on the dip.
That's not what it said. I believe in the last 5 years, the Bills have won more games in a five-year period than anyone in NFL history that has not made a Super Bowl.
Oh. That's not good.
It feels that way.
It is. But
that's a horrible stat.
Yes, it is. But for you to say, like, oh, they've been good for two. Yeah, the Bills have also been one of the best teams in the league.
All right.
I mean, you got to figure they took so many defensive players that you have to have found somebody that's really going to come in and work hard for you.
Yeah, but it's maybe at the expense of giving weapons to your MVP quarterback, which, you know, I'd rather outscore people than try and play defense, but that's just me personally. Just me.
All right.
Just me talking.
But isn't McDermott this big defensive, grinded out,
old
school jerk?
I can appreciate. What is?
I mean, in a good way, the old school jerk, a good jerk.
What are you talking about?
But he's like a boring guy. He likes boring football.
Yeah, but it's working, obviously. Yeah.
So he doesn't care about these flash in the pan wide receivers running their mouth.
Somebody's got to catch the ball, man. Running their mouth. None of the guys except for Keon Coleman. It's in a fun
that
mouth.
That kid runs his mouth, man.
Okay.
All right.